house. Yeah. Can I get my grown man on for once? I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, how would you define a good date? We're talking about that and looking for ideas about interesting, creative, unusual dates. That excludes dinner and a movie, Netflix and chill. We don't want to hear about that. My guests are relationship blogger Jerry Ash and freelance writer David Ross. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Melvin, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Melvin. What's on your mind? Melvin, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Wanda. Wanda, calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I think dating is so amazing, and that you should not exclude those married couples who go on dates, because a lot of the married couples started out dating and then got married like me.
Mm-hmm.
I had a date with a childhood friend, and we planned a date, and we went to, used to be a restaurant on New York Avenue where you sit down and eat with your hands on the floor. It was an Ethiopian restaurant, I think it was. But anyway.
Yes, I've been there. And there they had belly dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, that was absolutely fat. Yeah, because, and everybody ate the same meal, and there were about seven or eight.
Like,
yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Meal. It's just amazing. But come date night, I got sick. I mean, terribly sick with a terrible, terrible cold. And I tried to cancel the date. He had planned it. It was limo, the whole nine. And I decided, well, I'm going to just take something and go anyway. Well, you don't want to eat with your hands if you're sick.
Right.
I was miserable the whole meal. It was just the worst ever cold I had. And he brought me home, dropped me off, and I said, you know, I'm so sorry. I ruined this whole night. But he was so apologetic. You know, don't worry about it. It's okay. Went upstairs, got in the bed. Like 10 minutes later, the doorbell rang, and it was him. I'm like, oh, God, what does he want? He shows back up with a bag full of cough syrup, orange juice, Sudafed, every kind of cold remedy you can imagine. And he just kissed me on the forehead and said, feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that man is my husband today.
You know, and I think, you know, to that point, I think what Jerry was saying earlier about getting your attention, if he didn't have your attention before, he has your attention now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, congratulations. Which brings me to, and thank you so much for your phone call, which brings me to my next point. David, what are guys doing wrong when it comes to dating?
I think definitely just want to talk about themselves. I've heard a lot of women complain about men just want to go and just talk about all the things that just reveal their personality. When, like, the best way to show interest is really just like asking questions and having genuine interest about things like that. But if we're talking about activities, I mean, going outside of the, like I said, going outside of the realm. I mean, the only way you really get to learn somebody is if you kind of take somebody if you both go out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you don't need to see every date as an adventure. But I mean, you can do something that you wouldn't normally do. That's the best part about dating. It's like, you know, I might not necessarily visit this site with one of my best friends, but like, I want to see it. And will you be willing to go with me? And so, I mean, I feel like a lot of men, because we kind of like fall under this like umbrella of masculinity and things that we don't, you know what I'm saying, want to allow ourselves to do when dealing like on a first date and stuff like that. When you like remove that kind of cloth and kind of just kind of reveal who you really are and kind of want to and be willing to explore just new opportunities and things like that. I mean, like, I feel like that's a vague answer, but I don't know. I feel like it works best.
We have some other people that we spoke to about what their ideas are of their best date. And this is what they had to say.
The best date I ever had was when I was flown to Miami Beach and we stayed at North Beach in the St. Regis, which was not a long time ago. And it was awesome.
Me and a nice young lady went hiking. It was free, but also, you know, we talked the whole time. A little adventure, a little competition. And, you know, at the top, it was real, you know, romantic-ish, you know. So it was the best date.
Romantic-ish.
She put the ish on
ish.
There.
Yeah. But also, it sounds like in that the first example, someone put the ish on that one as well. Flying to Miami. David, you spoke about being broke earlier.
There's a lot of travel involved in these.
I don't know. If a guy spends, massive amounts of money on you, particularly in those first dates, are you a little circumspect about what's happening?
I definitely am. I'm a little worried about that if he's spending that much money and he hasn't even gotten to know me yet. You don't know me to spend this much money. So I would question it, especially as an accountant. Looking at you.
Right. And especially as you're sitting in first class.
Yeah.
Flying to Miami. That,
something's up with it. He's hiding something.
Yeah, but you'd still go.
Maybe.
I mean, in the older we get, the more mature we get, we realize that they actually don't. It's not in our best interest to kind of floss like that on a first date and stuff like that. Definitely. Yeah, I mean,
because we're going to expect it all the time.
Yeah.
How about that?
Some are expecting, some are just extremely reticent when you do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's been many dates where a woman has insisted, like, I cannot get her to not pay. Like, on, like, when we have to, like, we're at dinner, they have insisted that they pay. Mm-hmm. And things developed. You know what I'm saying? It's different out there.
Let me go to Chico. Chico calling from Silver Spring. Chico, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, Chico. I wanted to tell you about the date I had. I went to took my wife. Now she was my girlfriend before, but I took her to a hotel. We stayed there for one night. Then I took her to McDonald's. Then I got her some ice cream. Then after I got her some ice cream, I gave her a kiss. I gave her a handshake. And then I took her back home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a date could be like just going to a special. It's like an excursion for a man and a woman.
I agree.
Basically, yeah. Like an excursion. It doesn't have to be... Doesn't have to be the same old, same old. It could be, that's basically what a date is. I mean, do they know what the word D-A-T-E stands for?
Let me offer.
It doesn't have to be for couples. It could be for boyfriend and girlfriend. They go on a date. Guys and girls they go on a date. They have this thing called girls' night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me say this, Chico, because you said that's your wife now.
Yeah.
It's your wife. Well, I figured it out. When you went to McDonald's, you both had a happy meal. Chico, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well played.
let me go to Kim. Kim calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. Kim, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yes. So the best date I ever had was maybe about 12 years ago. He was 10 years my senior, and we had just met. This was our first. We spent some time talking on the phone, but this was our first date. And so we tried to figure out what we were going to do. So he said, hey, let's do something. Why not do something I really like to do, and then we could do something you would really like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we went mountain climbing, and that took me way out of my comfort zone because I am not an outside person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a very good time, though. The conversation was awesome. I was afraid at first, but he made me feel real comfortable and everything. And then we took a car up and had mimosas in the car, and we went to the outlets. That was what I wanted to do.
Of course.
Yes, girl, tell it.
There we go. Oh, gosh. Oh, we can always depend on the ladies to get us back to shopping.
Yeah, we charge
typical,
it up.
Typical girl. But, that was my first, really big outside adventure, and he got me outside. He got me out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
It didn't work out, but we're still really good friends.
And that's good to hear also that there is, some lasting friendship. Thank you so much, Kim. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Speaking of shopping, I saw this in the Washington Post just this week, and I don't know if either of you saw this. The shopping date, did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. This was... I thought this was hilarious. It was a first date, and the couple involved in the date, they agreed to go to a thrift store and dress each other with $15.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun, though.
Yeah, I was going to steal that idea.
There's a picture of them, and they are just wearing some wacky, crazy stuff. But I think that experience, because it forces you to talk about, you know, what size you wear, what will fit. You know, I'm sure, you know, she went into a dressing room, tried something on, came out. And it also suggests that both of them had a great sense of humor. And I think that one of the other things that you can figure out during a date is whether or not whether you are compatible, whether or not he or she has a great sense of humor or doesn't have a great sense of humor or is a complainer or is just kind of easygoing and free flowing. You know, so I just thought that was absolutely fabulous. I will say, one of the best dates that I'd ever gone on, and this was years and years ago, was I took a lady to the circus, and we had seats, great seats. We had seats on the floor. This was back when Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey was still around,
still legal.
Yeah, exactly. and we had absolutely fantastic seats because we were right there, and so the clowns were coming right up, and you know the elephants and the animals and all of that, and she was just completely surprised by that, and because she had not been to the circus since she was a little girl, and I just thought it was just a really interesting thing to do. So, but here's the other piece. Do ladies do things wrong on their first dates? We talked about the guys, but what about the women? What are they doing wrong?
Oh, we definitely do a lot of stuff wrong. First of all, we go on a date and complain about our exes. I know a lot of my girlfriends do that. Well, you know, you kind of showing similar traits to my ex. Mm. My ex did the same thing that you're doing right now.
Oh.
Instead of just having faith like, hey, this date's going to be awesome, we kind of bring the baggage into the date, and that needs to stop. Don't go on a date if you have problems with men. Work through your issues and then start dating.
Is it work through your issues?
Literally, I had to work through my issues and then start dating because I looked at men like they were the devil. So, work through your issues first, ladies. Because we hold grudges.
Or date a therapist.
That might help.
I don't know about that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So here's the big elephant in the room. Sex on the first, second, or third date. How do you address that, Jerry?
I shut it down.
You shut it down.
It ain't happening.
I mean, it's 2017, and you know we're all adults in the room. Is there ever a time when that is appropriate?
No, absolutely not.
Sometimes things happen.
Listen, I've been on a date with a guy, and he thought he can get it the first night. I'm like, a salad does not equate to you get my goodies. Okay? I didn't even get the dressing I wanted, and you think you're going to get up in here? Nah, bruh.
Dave?
I mean, I feel like when you go on with the expectation, it's not... We'll be back, because that's happened for me when I wasn't necessarily... That wasn't my goal. Mm-hmm. Things just like the night just went way better than I expected through some crazy, something crazy happened to the night, some crazy adventure story that just kind of forced that. So I mean, like normally, but normally when going on a first date, I was absolutely not expecting anything. No, it would probably be like I was always thinking 3 or 4 was where I kind of ended up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If it was working out, that's definitely where it was. I mean. That's what the record states for my history. Yeah.
But this is why I ask, and this is not this is in all seriousness. you may have some guys that do not express any romantic interest initially, first date, second date, third date, fourth date, what have you. Are you worried if they don't?
I'd be worried if they didn't at least flirt.
That's what, or at least, you know, some kind of sexual innuendo or something like that.
Like with me, I like a little hand holding, you know, putting your arm around my shoulder, that type of physical touch. Mm-hmm. I do expect from a man, but to just go and whip it out on me, nah.
Yeah, we can't do that. Nah. That's not what I meant. But I was just talking.
Let me state the fact.
Yeah, let me take a break. We all need a break after that. Oh, boy. Good to see you, Jerry. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about dating. What is a good date? We're going to talk about also what is a bad date. What was your worst date? Yikes. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about relationships and how would you define a good date? What are your ideas for an interesting or creative or unusual date? We're not talking about dinner and a movie or Netflix and chill. We really want to hear something, you know, some good, creative, inspired, thoughtful dates. Also, you know, what was your worst date? Whew, yeah, I could tell stories. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, Dave, what was your absolute worst date?
A woman said something very ignorant on a date. Yeah. You can, especially if you ever date, you have an interracial date.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. said wow. Something ignorant and then tried to argue with me, try to defend her position. And it had to do with somebody's complexion. And re-argued, I was like, this ain't going to work out. It wasn't an activity. It was literally the content. So, I mean, yeah, because sometimes people just do not get along, you know, and that can contribute to it.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, wow. So how did that end?
It ended that she actually requested a second date, didn't get it. I saw her at an event and she chewed me out for not reaching back out to her. I was like, whatever. Wait, I mean. I could eat her yelling at me for.
Were there other black people around when she was chewing you out?
Absolutely, I told you. Yeah,
was the NAACP day?
Oh man, yeah. I mean, it was funny after the event, after what happened. The white people that were, I told they were like, she said this, and I'm still like, no, she's got to go. And I'm just like, yes.
God, that's bad. Your worst date, Jerry.
My worst date was I was actually leaving here. I had a date after we did an interview.
Oh, leaving. Oh, so it's.
Man, WHUR.
So it's my fault.
It's Harold's
fault.
It's
definitely not your fault. Okay. But I went to Bus Boys and Poet on 14th and U, and I was supposed to meet a guy at 8:15. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, where is this dude? So I text him. I'm like, are you going to be late? What's going on? He's like, well, I'm still stuck at this event. You're just going to have to wait for me, because if this gets serious, this is what you'll have to deal with.
Wow.
He tried me.
Wow.
So I did the courteous thing. I blocked him.
But see that, but you never even got to the day. He never.
But I was looking forward to the day. You know, I dressed up, came here.
You ordered an appetizer, or were you just.
I was just sitting there.
The water.
You know, Busboy and Poets, you can go read a book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He tried me. And he got blocked.
He got blocked. But, you know, and some people would think that. That, you know, a lot of people do, you know, museums and things like that. And some people would say that's boring. Some people would say that's interesting. I think it's a really, really good idea to go to a museum or even go to a museum lecture, because then you really kind of know who you're dealing with, because, you know, from a man's perspective, my perspective, if you take her and she falls asleep, well, then, you know, she may not be you know, perhaps the intellectual giant that you were hoping that she was.
What if she's just tired? You know,
it could, it could be. You know, and let's talk about that for just a moment, because you know, all jokes aside, if you're going to go out on a date, take a nap before you go. Because even if it's, you know, interesting, the worst thing in the world is to not be at your best on your game.
Yeah, you have to be present on the date.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's see what Reggie has to say. Reggie, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Reggie. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my date was great. It was very weird, but it was great.
Weird and great?
Yeah.
What happened, Reggie?
Well, the girls that I work with, they asked me to DJ a party for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, I found out from one of my coworkers that the girl I was looking at for 8 years was, like, really interested in me.
8 years?
8 years, man.
Were you not available during those 8 years?
She was not available.
Okay, go right ahead.
And I never disrespected her situation.
Okay.
But when I found out that I was wanted by her, I took the opportunity to make that party.
Mm-hmm.
And before the night ended, I was dancing with her, and I just said, look, let this be a date for us this night. She said, okay, sure. I kissed her 7 years into our marriage today.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow, how about that? That's fantastic. But what was weird about that? I mean,
they asked me to DJ a party. I'm a DJ.
Okay.
So with the understanding of my coworker coming to me, she didn't know my coworker came back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So a while ago, I told my coworker, if I was interested in messing with any woman inside this area where I work, mm-hmm. it would be that woman. Mm. Somehow my coworker was talking to her upstairs and mentioned me. And she said to my coworker, I had him in my dream and it was awesome.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Wow. That is.
So I took that opportunity to make it mine.
And congratulations. Congratulations to you all. I can see that that is a little unusual. Hey, but there you go. Like I said, Reggie, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. When you're talking about, you know, trying to be creative, how do you get people to think outside of the box, whether it's a cheap date, whether it costs a little money, the whitewater rafting thing that Jerry was just talking about. I honestly don't know if a woman cannot swim.
And she couldn't.
Yeah, and she
but
couldn't.
But they give you a life jacket. You're going to float back up.
But that still does not work out all the time.
Like, yeah. And
that was
and
a
I,
risk.
Yeah, that was a real risk. And I think that sometimes, you know, maybe you can be, you know, too creative. You know, that like one of the other callers, the inside skydiving.
Mm-mm.
You know, I would do that, but I'm not sure that the girly girl that I asked out, she
got to put a helmet on her hair. She just got her hair done.
Right.
That might not be the move.
Yeah. So, you know, how do you have to, you want to surprise them, but you don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
You know, so when you did the gym date, did he say wear tennis shoes and sweatpants?
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Okay.
I think before we went on that date, we were having conversations and I was telling him, like, yeah, I go to the gym, but I never use the weights because I don't really know what to do with them. So he just came up with the idea. So I think it comes from talking to the person before you actually plan the date.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah. So it wasn't surprising the form that you just arrived at a gym. And you know.
Yeah. Like, what in the world are we doing at a gym?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about some do's and don'ts. And for me, and this goes back to the whole thing with guys, no matter where you take them, I just really think that manners are important. And you need to treat them you know, on that, you know, on that first date, as if they, you know, that, that as if that's your lady. And I don't mean from this, from the perspective of, you know, jealousy and not wanting other guys to look, but I'm talking about walking, you know, on the outside, on the sidewalk, holding doors, holding, holding chairs, you know, the whole bit. And if you don't know it, and if it's not you, at least, you know, please thank you and you're welcome. You know, I think that you really do need to, you know, to mind your manners and at least be on your best behavior. Not send the representative,
yeah.
But, yeah. You know,
Some go on dates and are rude. Like, I notice when a person is, especially if you go out to dinner, when a person is rude to waitstaff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like, no, this ain't going to work.
I don't like that.
Yeah, from both sides. It's like you want to be on your best. If they're just rude to just because somebody may have, the meal didn't arrive on time or, yeah, something like that. It's just like, well, hold on. Like, that's, I don't know. You always want to be as manly with everybody that you are dealing with.
Yeah.
Not just the person that you're trying to woo. Mm-hmm.
And for the ladies, what do you all have to do?
I think show up on time. Don't go over your hair and makeup too long because, you know, we can sit in the bathroom for hours doing our hair and makeup.
How about that?
Yeah, I've been late to a couple of dates. I'm not going to lie.
Rip man.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Your hair looks nice now.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think I should end on this. This was really one of the worst dates I'd ever heard about. A friend of mine, you know, I chastised him about this. He drove around for 10 minutes looking for a parking meter because he didn't want to pay for parking. first day. You know, and then when they got to the restaurant, you know, he said, you know, order. He said, why don't you just order whatever you want and then we can just split it?
Nah.
My thing is, if you can't afford to date, don't do it. take him to the steakhouse and hey, you want to eat that?
Sure, take him to McDonald's, get them a McFlurry. It's hot outside.
Oh yeah. Oh, how about that? The Happy Meal that
that's
Chico
what I'm
got.
Saying. Chico's on it. He's
happily
married.
Ever after. That's the kind of meal that I want. Listen, thank you both so very much, Jerry Ash and David Ross, and
thank you for having us.
Happy dating. There you go. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, July 21st. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Join me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night, have a wonderful weekend, and try to stay cool. I'll walk away knowing I tried my best and I'm going on with my day. Cause at least she heard me say, excuse me miss, come on, what's your name, where are you from, hey, can you. I come and possibly can I take you out tonight. The Howard University Radio Network is WA.